The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
There was once a young boy who grew up in a family completely irreligious. And he went to college, and on the college, on the campus, he met a rabbi who started learning with him a little bit. And he started to get inspired and get into it. And the rabbi told him that in the summer, you should go to a Jewish summer camp. There's a Rabbi Freifeld. He's a very famous rabbi far away. He called this rabbi, and he'll have a camp for you to go to. He calls Rabbi Freifeld, who ultimately was a really big, great person who impacted Am Yisrael and cared about people in so many wonderful ways. He calls Rabbi Freifeld. Rabbi Freifeld says, "Ooh, I'm sorry. I don't know if I have room for you in the camp yet. Call me back in a week from now." So now the boy's waiting and hoping and waiting. He calls the rabbi back. The rabbi says, "I'm really not sorry. I don't know if I have room in the camp yet. I'm really going to try. Call me back in a week from now." The boy calls back a week later, gets the same answer. Calls back a week later. Rabbi says, "I'm really sorry. I keep pushing you off, but I'm really trying to make sure that I can find room for you in the camp. And I'm going to try my best to try and accept you." Gets close to the summer. The rabbi calls the boy back. The boy calls the rabbi. He says, "I have a place for you in my camp." The boy comes to the camp that summer. And it's odd because there's plenty of bunkhouses. It was a sleepaway camp. There's plenty of bunkhouses. It didn't seem so tight. He didn't know. Years later, he went on. Kid became religious, actually became very religious. I think he became Rosh Yeshiva on his own right, opened his own yeshiva. Maybe 30 or 40 years later, he found out the story. Rabbi Freifeld had no camp. A Jewish boy called and needed a camp. He wanted to open up a camp just for this kid. So he kept pushing it off and pushing it off to just be able to find the property at great cost and find the place and open up a camp just for this boy. Because he understood the lesson that Haman did not understand. That lesson that inside of our soul, it's always ignited. And if you have a little child, a young boy, maybe he's 15 or 20 years old, if he has the spark, it's worth doing everything to unleash that fire.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org.